From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama flies to Wisconsin today to reinforce the messages of unity, education, competitiveness, and investment in rebuilding infrastructure, he says in his State of the Union address, will all help to create much-needed jobs. He'll visit three Wisconsin factories. The state's voters helped him win election in 2008, but swung to the Republican side in 2010 midterms. Lynn Pader of Manitowoc, where the president will visit, says she's worried about the future of jobs in her Wisconsin town.
I am concerned about my grandchildren and my children, that we need to get more businesses going.
In his State of the Union address, the president said the U.S. can regain its economic momentum by out-innovating, out-educating, and out-building the rest of the world. But as NPR's John Itzde reports, he's also saying the nation could encourage growth with a more rational corporate tax code.
The president said that over the years, a parade of lobbyists has rigged the tax code to benefit certain industries and companies so that many pay no taxes at all. However, those not so lucky pay some of the highest corporate taxes in the world.
I'm asking Democrats and Republicans to simplify the system, get rid of the loopholes, level the playing field, and use the savings to lower the corporate tax rate for the first time in 25 years without adding to our deficit.
The president also offered to work with lawmakers on a similar reform of individual taxes. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
Tea Party favorite Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota delivered a second response to the president's State of the Union address after Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan called for more spending cuts. Here's NPR's Carol Van Dam.
Like Ryan, Bachmann railed on President Obama for adding to the national debt and using his State of the Union address to talk about spending more money to create jobs.
Unfortunately, the president's strategy for recovery was to spend $1 trillion on a failed stimulus program fueled by borrowed money.
The president tried to strike a balance in his speech, saying he wanted to rise above partisan differences and work with Republicans where he can on health care, taxes, and reducing the deficit. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
A new storm is developing along the mid-Atlantic coast. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says it's spreading snow into the northeastern U.S.
Sierra Leone's
Orovec says snow could total 4 to 8 inches as far north as Boston. Doctors say Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is ready to move into a rehabilitation facility today. Her condition is upgraded from serious to good. Giffords is recovering from an assassination attempt in Tucson in which 6 other people were killed and 12 others wounded. Giffords is presently at a hospital in Houston. Wall Street stock futures up this morning. From Washington, this is NPR News. A top-level West African delegation is to meet President Obama to discuss the continuing political standoff in Ivory Coast. From Abidjan, NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports the talks come ahead of an African Union summit this weekend. The crisis in Ivory Coast and other trouble spots are likely to dominate the talks.
Sierra Leone's president is heading the West African envoys, lobbying the White House and the UN to back the possible use of force by the regional bloc ECOWAS to oust Ivory Coast incumbent leader Laurent Gbagbo in favor of Alassane Ouattara. Ouattara is widely recognized by African and world powers as president-elect, although he's confined to a hotel here in Abidjan, guarded by UN peacekeepers. Cracks have emerged in the formerly united regional and continental position on the power struggle in Ivory Coast. Some African leaders are questioning the wisdom of the UN's decision to certify the results of November's presidential vote, announced by the Electoral Commission, giving victory to Ouattara. Ophébia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
The Federal Reserve wraps up a 2-day policy meeting today. Most expectations are it will pledge to keep key interest rates at their record low near zero to help boost lending and business activity. The Fed has been pumping more money into the banking system to encourage lending by buying bonds from banks. And despite some criticism of that by countries claiming the U.S. is in effect subsidizing American businesses by putting cash into banks, observers expect the securities buybacks will continue. Business and political leaders open the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland today, along with some social activists. The pricey gathering includes a keynote address by Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Support for